You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. 33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Three debates up, three debates down. Voters are done seeing Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump go head-to-head, officially speaking, and many are thankful for that. But after the name-calling and interruptions, question here. Did you hear anything that made you change your mind or that helped you make up your mind? We've been tracking four undecided voters from across Texas as they tried to decide whom to pick for president. At T-minus 3 weeks till Election Day, are they any closer? Texas Standard's Michael Marks checks in.
The idea of this project is to track how undecided voters make their decision in this presidential election. We started it despite the fact that, from the outset, Texas seemed like a slam dunk for Donald Trump. A slam dunk for anybody with an R next to their name, for that matter. Texas hasn't cast its electoral votes for a Democrat since Jimmy Carter in 1976. So it's understandable that the voters we spoke to might feel like their votes didn't count for much.
I could almost literally write in Mickey Mouse and it's probably not going to be that big of a deal.
That was weeks ago from my first conversation with Richard Keller, a salesman from Fort Worth. But now, the election odds are starting to feel a little bit different.
Donald Trump's lead in Texas has slipped.
Trump and Clinton are in a statistical dead heat.
We're even moving Texas from solid Republican to lean Republican.
She's frankly more likely to win Texas than Trump is to win Pennsylvania. It's not even a fair fight right now.
A University of Houston poll shows Trump leading Clinton by just 3 percentage points. One from the Washington Post shows a 2-point gap. But most voters will still tell you it feels like a stretch to call Texas a toss-up. Even in heavily Democratic San Antonio, that's how things look to Blanca Morales.
I would be very, very surprised if Texas, you know, the electoral votes went to the Democratic Party. I really, really would be shocked.
It's clear, though, that Clinton's gains are changing the Election Day calculus for undecided voters.
Those polls do make me think twice about writing in Mickey Mouse or voting Gary Johnson a little bit. But it still goes against the idea that I should be able to vote for who I feel is the most qualified, not voting against the person I think is terrible.
In the small southeast Texas town of Sweeney, Dawn Picar finds herself in a similar, unfamiliar position.
This is the first time I've ever really considered not voting third party. Because, I felt like it didn't matter what I voted, so I should go ahead and vote for what I really would like to see in office. And that's the only reason I have wavered so much on this election.
For Picar and Keller, this election has exacerbated their grievances with the two-party system. And that's fueling their indecision.
The system that we have now, this duopoly, is marginalizing well over half the population. And how do we change that? Not by doing the same thing again and again and again.
Josh Thompson faces a different decision dilemma. He's a home builder from Tyler, a lifelong conservative, a small government guy. But when he hears Trump talk about cutting taxes...
Best I can tell, really the tax rates are not really at historic highs right now. So to make the argument that, oh, we can just stimulate the economy out of this 1% growth right now by just cutting taxes, I don't know that that's the case.
And as a small business owner, the economy is Thompson's number one issue. He's also got problems with the reports over Trump's character. But when it comes to Clinton...
Her 30 years in public office, I don't remember a time where there was not some sort of investigations, controversy, that her and Bill were dealing with. And do I really want the next 4, possibly 8 years to be as dirty legally as what her past has been?
So this is where we're at. Last week, Thompson, Picar, and Keller were still on the fence. Morales leaned slightly toward Hillary Clinton. This week, I made them give me the odds of who they would vote for.
Probably 50-55-45. Is that right? Is that the math right? Yes, it is. 55-45. Probably Stein and then Clinton. Yeah, 45.
Like maybe 66-33. 66 Hillary, 33 Johnson. And that shifts, you know, hourly, I guess, depending on how hard I'm thinking about it.
Jill is 60%, Hillary's 30, and Johnson's 10.
34% Gary Johnson, 33% Clinton, and 33% Trump.
I guess the question is, what gives Johnson the extra percentage point?
The fact that he's not Clinton or Trump.
For now, indecision reigns, but it can't for too much longer. Early voting in Texas starts next week. Election Day is in less than 3 weeks. And that means, for our undecided voters, it is time to make a choice. So who's it going to be? That's what I'll ask next week. We'll see if I get any answers. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.